growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Hello, you're welcome to this episode of the Victorious Voice Network podcast. I am Victoria Inyolua. Last year, we did a series on the heart of prayer, and in this episode, we'll be having a little continuation of that, and this will be about praying God's will, as an art of prayer. Praying God's will sometimes is misinterpreted for praying your needs, praying your wants, praying what you think you need at a particular time at that very moment. But praying God's will is not that. Praying God's will is praying the mind of God. Specifically, it is praying the word of God, praying the mind of God. Praying the word of God per season and per time. That is what praying God's will is. The Bible says times and seasons are in the hands of God, and He alone understands time, He alone understands seasons, He alone understands what you need at a particular time. Most of the time, what you think you need at a particular time is not what God thinks you need. It's not what God knows that you need. Yeah, He made you and He knows everything about you. He knows all that you need. He has you in mind. So praying His will is praying His mind. It is praying His word and not praying what you think you need, not praying what you think you want, not praying what you assume should be the need at that time. Yeah. Like Jesus taught the disciples to pray in Matthew 6, 9 to 13, but verse 10 specifically, He says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That means there is a will of God. There is a mind of God that has to be established in your life, that has to be established in my life as it is in heaven. Yeah, as it is in heaven. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 2, 11 to 12, that no one knows the thought of God except the Spirit of God that we have received. Not the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit which is from God, so that we may know and understand the things freely given to us by God. Another key thing to note is that you can only pray the will of God by the Holy Spirit. It is only the Holy Spirit that can help us to know the mind of God and help us to pray the mind of God, which in the same vein is leading us to praying God's will. When we pray the will of God, there are some things that it helps us to avoid. When you pray the will of God, it helps you to stay at the center of the will of God for your life, which is a key thing, because when you're outside of the will of God, it's synonymous to living a miserable life. It helps us to stay at the center of God's will for us. So what are the things that praying God's will helps us to avoid? It helps us to avoid praying amiss. It helps you to avoid praying amiss. When you pray the will of God, you pray straight to the point. When you pray the will of God, it helps to avoid delayed answers to your prayers. Sometimes we think God is delaying in answering our prayers, and that is because sometimes it is not His will. It is not His will we are praying. So when you pray the will of God, it helps to avoid delayed answers to your prayers. So I want you to make a decision from now on that by the Holy Spirit, you only pray the will of God and imbibe that as an heart of prayer. And I trust that God will help you to do so in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for listening. Subsequent episodes will also lead us on the heart of prayer and other things that we can imbibe as an art of prayer. God bless you.